A new report says that Bahraini regime forces have detained 214 school children in 2013 during raids on their homes and even schools. The report by the main opposition group Al-Wafaq also says more than 7,300 people have been arrested since last year. It lists rights violations related to arbitrary detentions, judicial prosecutions of activists, torture and degrading treatment, as well as unnecessary use of force. It also refers to demolition of religious structures and restrictions on religious freedoms. Since 2011, Bahrainis have held demonstrations on an almost daily basis calling for the Al Khalifa monarchy to relinquish power. We're now joined by former Al-Wafaq MP, Mr. Syed Hadi Al-Musawi, who's joining us on the line from Manama. Mr. Al-Musawi, welcome to the program. I'd like to get your thoughts on the findings of this new report, and also how far do you think the Al Khalifas are willing to go to quell these demonstrations?
Well, this report being issued yesterday in Washington, and we did give a shadow of the issue in here in Bahrain as well, just to show and to tell the international community that stop supporting this regime, especially when the regime continue abuses and violate the human rights. The authority will not stop violation. We really very confident of this, because they don't respect the Bahraini people, the citizens, demands, which is the political demand. So they are really forced to abuse and violate the human rights. This report came up because we are trying to keep everybody concerning on Bahrain about what's happening inside Bahrain while no one's supporting us, especially the media of the Western world. The channels like you and like Press TV and others, really they are supporting us, but this is not enough. We need everybody around the world knows our problem here in Bahrain.
And how do you describe the silence of those Western countries and their mainstream media with regards to what's been taking place in Bahrain for well over 3 years now?
We do believe that the media, let's say Western media, they are they have about, or let's say almost they have double standards when they concentrate in Syria and after that in Ukraine, and they ignore what's happening in Bahrain. I do agree that what's happening in Syria and Ukraine can't be compared with what's happened in Bahrain, but principally there is the same. The people would like to have democracy. So they don't do the same, while the Syria, the regime there tried to give their people or the people the democracy, and they are on the right path. Here, they are ignoring everything. They are continue killing, continue torturing, continue arresting, detained, and sentencing people to a very harsh verdict from the court. So what's happening in Bahrain is something almost similar to what's happened in somewhere else, but the Western countries, political, economic, media, they don't concern of this, and they don't give even enough effort to our people here.
Well, sir, with all due respect, there are some differences with the situation in Syria, as the government there is battling an insurgency, and also a recent presidential election was held. Anyhow, thanks for your comments, sir. Syed Hadi Al-Musawi, former Al-Wafaq MP, joining us on the line from the Bahraini capital, Manama.